on a child. Following up on a child.
We want to pray together here in just a minute when everybody gets their paper. And just make sure that you get one. And we should have enough to go around tonight. And I'll just kind of wait here a few minutes while they're passing that out, okay? We're encouraged about the week that God gave us last week in Vacation Bible School. What a great week He gave us. Hundreds and hundreds of kids came on this property, and 82 of them made a profession of faith in Jesus Christ. That's a blessing. Somebody says, how many of them got it? As many as meant it. That's how many of them got it. You know what I'm saying? By the way, you got saved as an individual. And don't ever be a skeptic whenever you hear large numbers coming to Christ. Because large numbers are just many individuals in it, you understand? And every individual that understood it and really meant it, they got it. And I'm glad it's that way. And I'm glad it's, salvation is so simple. You can lead a little child through it and they can understand it and grasp it. Now tonight, I just felt impressed to the Lord to turn our church's attention on follow-up work on children. After a huge week that we had with so many visiting and so many decisions being made, there's no doubt that this is the Lord's direction tonight. And I just want to walk through it with you. I want to talk through it. I want to teach you through it, train you through it. So that's why I mean it's a little bit different, you understand. We're not going to a book of the Bible, and one of my series is not going on tonight. We'll get back in that on Sunday, God willing. By the way, Sunday, Lord willing, I'll begin the book of Ruth, and I'm excited about that. The Lord's working in my heart in that book already. Of course, that's the way it is. Doesn't matter what book you're in, the Lord's going to work in your heart. I want to make sure everybody's got this, and once you've got it, we're going to pray together, and that'll be good. Anybody not have a copy of that? Would you raise your hand? Anybody not have a copy? Okay. Okay. All right. Let's pray together, and I'm going to read a couple of verses here. Two or three, four or five, six, somewhere around that. And in Matthew chapter 28, and then turning over to the book of Ephesians chapter 4. And we're focusing our attention on following up on a child tonight. Let's pray together. Lord, we love You. Help us to do Your will. May You give us wisdom. And Lord, I know how You've worked in my heart to put down what's on this paper. But I pray as we work through this paper together that You will help it to be understandable. And help this church to see our great responsibility that You have given us in sending all these children our way. Help us to see the potential of it, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Matthew chapter 28, begin our reading in verse number 18. Now, I realize that you're tempted to look at the paper and read down through it. Please don't do that. Please don't do that tonight. We're going to work down through it together, okay? Because if you're looking at the paper, not paying attention, you might miss something that's important. I'm turning this church service into a classroom tonight, is what I'm trying to say. And I hope you're praying for me that I can get this across the way that pleases the Lord. Matthew 28, verse 18, Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. By the way, right there is where it all begins. He has all power. Now, because of that, He said, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you, and lo, I'm with you alway, even unto the end of the world. Amen. This is what's called one part, if you will, of the Great Commission. And we understand that we emphasize around here going, 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 going. But folks, once they're one to Christ, it's not done. It's only just beginning. Now that being the case, I want you to flip over to the book of Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter number 4. Now here's the question I want to pose to you tonight as we're thinking about following up on children. Now we registered 500 children last week. Now that doesn't mean 500 were here at one time, but just throughout the week there were 500 different registration forms, that's my understanding, of children that came on this property. Now many of those are on our church rosters, no doubt about that, but many of them are not. And everyone who made a decision, even if they're on our roster or not, they are vitally important to follow-up work. But here's the question, can one man do it all? No. How does God expect the work of the ministry to be done? How does He expect the work of this local church to get accomplished. By the way, aren't you glad he has a work for us to do? I'm glad when he saved me, he didn't set me to the side and say, now just go over there and just wait on me now. No, he gave me something to do. And it's called the work of the ministry. Now, we have a great work as a church. No doubt about this. By the way, what I'm teaching you about tonight, these opening comments, applies to the ministry in general, but I'm going somewhere with following up on a child. It is a wonderful privilege that God gave us to have all those children come on our property. Amen or not, folks. But can I say something to you? What a responsibility he's also put in our hands. Now, this being the case, I want to show you something here in Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 11. Now, this is talking about the local church, if you will, gifts of Christ, gifts in the body, in the local church setting. Listen to it. And he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers. Now, why did he give these people? Notice what it says in verse number 12. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. I heard it put this way, that word perfecting there carries the idea of to mend the nets. In other words, back in this day, there were a lot of fishermen, Peter, other people like that. They didn't use a rod and reel like you possibly have. They used nets. And as they would fish, but their nets would get things entangled in them. Their nets would get ripped or whatever the case may be. So they would bring the nets to shore and they would mend their nets. They would fix their nets with the purpose of going right back out to fish some more. This is the word that God uses here. You know what the job of the local church is? To perfect the saints. You know what that means? That means when you're out and about during the week, you get cut, you get bruised, you fall into a pothole. Anybody understand what I'm trying to tell you here? I'm talking about there's pains, there's troubles, there's tribulations, there's valleys, there's mountains, there's all these kind of things. And yet, when you come to church on a Wednesday night, it's our job to mend your nets. It's our job to get the stuff out. In other words, point it out and fix that and mend this and put this back together to encourage you. And here's my question. Why? You got it. In other words, it says right here in verse number 12, he gave these to the church for the perfecting of the saints. What's the next phrase? For the work of the ministry. In other words, you know what the saints' job is? The work of the ministry. That's my job as a saint, not a pastor. Did you hear what I just said? I'm to be working in the ministry because I'm a saint, not because I'm a pastor. It's my job to be out fishing for men. But as I'm fishing for men, my nets are getting ripped. I twisted an ankle over here. That hurt when that happened right there. But as I'm studying the Word of God and preaching, God's ministering to my heart and he's mending my nets, so I go right back out during the week and I fish some more and I'm still going after people, you see. In other words, the reason this church exists, and I'm working on all this, but I'm telling you, God's given me a good head start on this. One major reason this church exists is to perfect you so you can work in the ministry. This is what it's about. Now, this being the case, I want to draw your attention to what's to this paper in front of you. I'm going to be reading some of this, and then I'm going to be getting away from it some. The Lord Jesus Christ is very interested in children. Now, we can see this in passages of Scripture. I'm not going to turn to it, but such as Luke 18, 16 to 17. He loves all the children of the world, and he desires for them to be saved. By the way, he loves all the adults of the world, too. But since we're focused on children here, he loves all the children of the world. Now, with this being said, we need to be reminded of the thousands, yes, I said thousands, of children who are living in our area who need to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. You know, some ways we're trying to reach these children is we're trying to reach them through Sunday school. We're trying to reach them through the bus ministry, through our Cadets for Christ, and Vacation Bible School. Now, that's not everything, but that's four major ways that we're going after children. Now, last week we saw hundreds of children come to our vacation Bible school. Many of these precious little ones trusted Christ during this program. I remember, I believe it was Wednesday, it might have been Thursday, I walked by the counseling room and it was packed. I mean, I'm talking about boys and girls being led to Christ left and right, left and right, left and right. And I'm telling you, God broke my heart down there in the hallway. And I'm not ashamed. I mean, I didn't boohoo, but I started weeping because I realized that is what this is all about. And I'm telling you, what a wonderful, wonderful thing in 1 week to see over 80 boys and girls make a profession of faith in Jesus Christ. Glory to God on that. I mean, seriously, that has nothing to do with us. We don't save any of them. God saves them. And I'm telling you that He spoke to them. It's great to see little children. I've been hearing stories. Somebody came up to me and said on the bus route or something, I think a boy and a girl, something like that, came up and said, I got saved tonight. I'm telling you, if that doesn't light your fire, something's wrong somewhere. It's exciting to see boys and girls trust Jesus Christ as their Savior. You know, one of the beautiful things about following up on a child, right here, look at it. Number one, they can be led to the Lord in the home. Now, there are children who came to Vacation Bible School who are not saved. Now, what do we do? Well, let's just let God deal with them. Sure, but what did God tell you to do about it? He told you and I to go tell them about it. Amen. Now, one great thing about following up on a child is they can be led to the Lord in the home if they're not already saved. Number two, they can be encouraged to be baptized and attend church faithfully while on this visit in the home. Number three, their parents or guardians can be led to the Lord during this visit. And number four, their parents or guardians can be encouraged to be baptized and attend church faithfully while following up on a child. Now, before I give you this sample approach that I'm going to give to you, because I'm calling on the church tonight, the whole month of August, I hope it doesn't take that long. But if it takes that long, I want the whole church to be focused in one area. And that one area is following up with every child who came to Vacation Bible School. If they made a decision, we're going in to make sure they understand, that they get it. We follow up with baptism, and we're using it to try to reach mom and daddy. I'll show you how it works here in just a minute. But if they are not saved, we're going into the home to try to lead them to Christ right there in their living room. I'm telling you, I'm excited to death about this because 82 could only be the starting point if you catch what I'm trying to say tonight. Now, I want to give you these five brief points here. Now, I put this in your hand because this is not one of those lessons where you go home and say, boy, wasn't point three good? You don't do that. This is a training ground. This is something that you use to keep you motivated and then help you as you follow up in the home. But keep these Roman numerals in mind. Number one, as you take a card, and I hope you will, as you do, pray for the child and pray for the family before the visit. We got to understand something. We are to work, and we are to work and work and work and work, but we must constantly remind ourselves, listen, that it is not in our flesh. It is the Lord's work. And we are simply privileged to be used in it. And that being the case, pray for the child. Pray for the family. Pray for yourself before the visit. Number two, put yourself in the child's place. Now, what do I mean by that? Here's what I mean. Many of these children who come to Vacation Bible School, many of them, do not have a mom and daddy who are saved. Do not have a grandma or granddaddy who is saved. They do not have a guardian who's raising them who is saved. Many of them. Some of them are not even saved. So when I say put yourself in their shoes, if they're not saved, wouldn't you want somebody to love you enough to come tell you about Jesus? Amen or not, folks? And if you are saved, wouldn't you want your mommy to go to heaven with you? Wouldn't you want your daddy to go to heaven with you? Wouldn't you want your guardian to go to heaven with you? Sure you would. That's what I mean by put yourself in their shoes. Then number three, perceive the potential in that child to reach their family and to help reach the world. Do you understand that D.L. Moody was a child at one time in his life? Charles Spurgeon was a child at one time in his life. Dr. Gene Lashley was a child at one time in his life. You were a child at one time in your life. When I say perceive the potential here, here's what I mean. Who's the greatest person in that home to reach their mom and daddy? The child. No doubt about it. If you're a mom or dad, think with me this way. You say, I don't know about that. Okay. If you have a daughter, would you raise your hand? You have a daughter. If you have a son, would you raise your hand? All right. Say that I came to your home and you didn't know me from Adam and I tried to lead you to Christ and get you to come to church. But say your daughter or your son came and asked you to come to church. Which one are you more than likely going to come for, folks, me or them? Them. No doubt about it. I'm reminded of the story. It was Stephen Paxson. Many years ago, he was invited to Sunday school by his daughter. His daughter! Because the Sunday school teacher got up and said, now, I've got a sticker here, and anybody that brings a visitor next week, I'm going to put this bright, shiny sticker beside your name. That little girl wanted that sticker so bad she could taste it. She kept inviting people, inviting people, inviting them. Everybody told her no. But then she thought to herself, I believe I know one man I can convince to come. It was her daddy. So she went to him. She said, Daddy, would you please come to me to Sunday school? I can identify with this. His heart melted right there. And you know what he did? He went to Sunday school. And you know what this grown man did? He didn't go to the adult class. He went to his little girl's Sunday school class. When the Sunday school teacher saw this grown man walk in, she changed her subject. This is how the story has been relayed. She changed her subject to the gospel. You know what that grown man did in that little girl Sunday school class? He bowed his head and asked Jesus Christ to come into his heart and forgive his sin. Are you listening to me? He played in a Saturday night square dance group. He walked with a limp and talked with a stutter. But when he was reached through his little girl, he got rid of everything. And he bought a horse and began riding horseback and starting Sunday schools just like the one that he was reached in. And by the time he died, it's been reported he led 83,000 boys and girls to Jesus Christ. How was he reached? His baby girl. And I'm telling you, see the potential in these kids. Here's where I'm excited. I'm excited about all these hundreds coming. I'm excited about 82 professions, but I'm more excited about the potential of those 82 professions. Wouldn't it be wonderful to see moms and dads and guardians, entire families coming forward and trusting Christ because their child came to Vacation Bible School? It can happen. It can happen. And it will happen if the saints get into the work of the ministry. Now, number four, prioritize going into their homes. What's this mean? This means make it your priority. The devil is a master at convincing people, I don't have time to do it this week. I'm so busy. I'll get around to it next week. And then you get to next week and you're more busier that week than you were the week before. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. But you know what I've learned? You do what you want to do. That's a fact. That is a fact. You do what you... Now, I'm not talking about work. I'm not saying that you want to work. Want to go to work. I'm saying throughout the week, if you want to go visiting, you can. And you will. There's no excuses. Now, prioritize it. Let me ask you a question. With these follow-up visits, by the way, we're starting off with those who made a profession of faith. These cards are ready to go. I'll walk you through this in just a minute. These cards, they're out in the lobby. They're ready to go. And I'm going to walk you through how we're going to do this. It's right here in front of you so you can take it home. You listening to me? Is there anything in your life that God would look at this card and say, I don't want you to get involved in that? Now, you know I don't do this all the time, don't you? But you know this is my heartbeat. And I'm telling you, If you can look at God and say, I'm not getting involved, and here's why, and he says, I agree with you, I wouldn't get involved either, then you have no problems, do you? But I think I know the answer. What does God want you to do? You know, really, that's all that matters. What does God want you to do? Do you think God wants you to help us get into the homes of these young people to try to reach their moms and dads? You think that's what God wants you to do? If you're sitting there right now and you say, Jody, I know it's what God wants me to do, but I'm scared to death. May I say something to you? Join the crowd. And we'll try to get you with somebody who will do all the talking so you can just be there and pray with them and pray for them and learn from them as you're in the home. You know the Lord's in this, don't you? Prioritize it. Then number five, pursue them until you've exhausted that particular visit. In other words, you take a visit, you go knock on the door, nobody home. Okay, I tried it. Don't do that. When I say pursue it until you've exhausted it, you stay with it until you find them home. Stay with it. Stay with it. Now, all of God's children need to recognize the fact, I'm reading directly here, need to recognize the fact that it is our God-given responsibility to help fulfill the Great Commission. God's not asked us to do that. He's told us to do that. He's told us to go into all the world. He's told us to teach them all things, whatsoever he's commanded us. Now, if we do not get involved, we are living in direct disobedience. Now, I'm not talking about getting involved in this. I'm talking about the Great Commission. I'm talking about witnessing, soul winning, reaching people with the gospel. In general, if you're not trying to win somebody to Christ, that's disobedience to God. Okay? Now, that being the case, this, what we're presenting tonight, is one of the many ways. There's many, but this is one of the many ways that we're offering something to help you obey God and help fulfill the Great Commission, you see. Now, this being the case, I'm going to give you a sample approach. Now, these cards are available out in the lobby, and they're divided by bus route. If you're a bus captain, would you raise your hand? You're a bus captain? Yes. Yes. Good. These cards are divided by your bus route. And these are decisions. Now, we're going to work on other ones in the future, but these are decisions. So we're starting here. And what we're going to do with these is I encourage you, if you believe the Lord wants you to get involved in this, right here, helping us get into the homes, and I'm focusing on this. I want the whole church zoomed in on it. Now, if this is what you feel the Lord would have you to help with, I encourage you to get involved in your area. For instance, if you live in Kingsport, then go to the Kingsport bus routes first and pick up a card that's close in the vicinity of where you live. Number one, that saves on gas. Number two, that's part of your Jerusalem. And number three, you're helping the bus captains out immensely. Can I get an amen there, bus captains, or not? Now, if you decide to take these, I'm not saying that somebody gets on fire and takes 40 cards out there tonight. No. Just take enough that you know you can get to this week. And stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. And then when you've exhausted it, then turn it in, take some more. Get with it. Now, we're going to help you with this in just a minute, just in case there's somebody here that says, you know, I'd be happy to go, but I don't want to talk. That's fine. We'll try to get you partnered up with somebody. So just stay with me here. But here's how we're approaching it when we go to the door. Number one, introduce yourself in the church of the parents and ask to come inside. Do not do this. They open the door. Can I come in? Don't do that. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, would you let me in? Hallelujah, no. I mean, I realize that they're taking your word for it even when you identify yourself, but at least identify yourself. Hello, my name's Jody Jenkins. This is my wife, Becky. We're from Buffalo Ridge Baptist Church. Where, you've got the child's name, where Savannah or whatever came to Vacation Bible School last week. We wanted to come in and share with you something that we believe you'd be interested in. See what I'm doing? When you get in, if you don't get in, thank them for letting them come. Leave a gospel track. Make the appropriate notes. You can try to deal with them right there at the door if you'd want to do that. But you've got to try to get in if you can. Now, once you get in, Number two, show appreciation to them for letting their child come. Thank them for letting them come. The way to their heart is not down their throat. The way to their heart is go right at the heart. And show gratitude. Be truthful with it. Be truthful with it. Just thank them for letting their child come. Now, number three is where you start doing the main purpose of the follow-up. And that is this, because this is the truth. Let me ask you a question before I share this with you. You as a parent, would you not appreciate somebody from the church coming by to share with you that if you send your child there, here's the main message that they're going to hear? Would you not appreciate that? I would. I mean, if I didn't go to church, I'd probably appreciate that. For them to want to be upfront and open and honest with me. So why not take advantage of that? You get in, you've introduced yourself, you've thanked them and say, you know, we want to be a church that's upfront and honest with all the parents of our little ones. And we want you as the mom or dad or guardian or whoever it is sitting there, we want you to know the main message that your child heard and will continue to hear. And if they accepted Christ, that they accepted, you just take it wherever the visit takes, you understand. And then right there, guess what you're doing? You're going through the gospel with them. Right there. That is the main message, is it not? So you're going through the gospel with them. All the way through. Now I use my hand, whatever approach you use, just make sure it's biblical, you understand? And all this kind of stuff. And then once you get down to the end of the gospel presentation, number four, ask the parents if they are 100% sure they're going to heaven. If they say, you know, I'm really not. Boy, it's starting to get on right there. You know what I mean? That's where it starts. I mean, it's just like a bulldog, you know. Here we go now. Now, if they say, oh, yes, I know I'm going to heaven. You've already given the gospel. And just let the visit take you wherever it goes. But what I'm saying to you here is that we're praying that as you get to this point, that parents will say, well, I hope so. I'm talking about those who are lost now. Now, some of them could be saved. I'm just saying, but if they're truly lost, we're praying that they'll say, well, I hope so, or no, I really don't know that, or something like that. And then at that point, you're going to try to lead that parent to Jesus Christ. Do you all not believe that God will bless something like this? I believe He will, folks. Now, I'm telling you. After you deal with the parents, notice I just say act accordingly. If they say yes, you might want to say, well, if you don't mind me asking, how do you know for sure? I had this gentleman in the hospital when I asked him. He told me, he said, oh, yes, I'm going to heaven. Oh, yeah, I'm going. I said, if you don't mind me asking, how do you know? He said, well, I'm a good person. I try my best. I said, do you mind if I take a Bible and just share with you how you can know the Lord? He said, sure. Shared with him the gospel, and when I got down to it, he went, I never knew that. Nobody ever told me that. Isn't that something? Laying in the John City Medical Center, probably in his 40s, and he's never heard the gospel like that. Some of these parents have never heard it, folks. You're going to have the privilege to tell them about it if you go. Now, once you deal with a parent, number five, ask the child if they're 100% sure. Even if it's a follow-up visit with decisions, you're not going to coach that child and say, now listen, honey, you got saved last week, didn't you? Didn't you get saved? Don't do that. Ask them, are you 100% sure you're going to heaven? Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Well, how are you sure? I got saved in Bible school last week. Then at that time, that's shouting grounds, glory, hallelujah. Do a holy dance if you want to at that point. I don't care. Just don't tell me about it anyway. What am I saying? Now, if they made a salvation decision, you're going to find out if they really understand. If the child shows assurance, proceed to the following. Now, this is baptism. I'm just going to kind of just let you read down through this because we are trying to fulfill the Great Commission, you understand. And the Great Commission does not stop with them trusting Christ. It never stops with them. It begins with salvation. The next step is baptism. And then we teach them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. How long is that going to take? To teach them all things, whatever God's commanded us? It's endless. So it never stops. Now, you can look at these things about baptism. Number 7, I explained the special baptismal service that we have scheduled. You can contact the church for the next date. Now, the next one is this coming Sunday morning. I would not encourage you. I would not encourage you to promote this Sunday morning. I would not do that because I'm trying to have one every month. And I don't want any kid to be confused that baptism is part of it. You understand? Because what happens is Miss Stephanie sends out a letter that has the permission slip on it, and they're probably not going to get that in time to get it back. But they may. But anyway, you can read down through this, okay? We do not baptize any child without written permission from the guardian. They need to hear that. By the way, wouldn't you appreciate that, right? We have to do that nowadays for legal reasons. It's a shame, but that's just the way it is. Then number 10, ask the parents that whenever they get baptized, ask them to come. Okay? And they can either drive in or ride the bus, encourage the whole family to attend church together, thank them for their time, close in prayer, make sure the follow-up card's completely filled out. Now the follow-up card, I think, that's fine if we don't have it up there, because it's right here in front of you, where it says description of your child follow-up visit. Okay? Description of your child follow-up visit. I'm going to put it on up here, but it's right here in front of you as well. Now, don't let this card scare you. Okay? It looks overwhelming. Don't let it scare you. But this is what we're after when you make these visits. This right here is what we're after. Okay? Let me just read down through it. Notice it now. Parents, guardians are interested in Buffalo Ridge Baptist Church. Parents or guardians not interested, but kids are. Not at home, left personalized note and track. Parents and guardians attend church faithfully, church name. Could not find location, missing information. If following up on the child's vacation Bible school decision, which is what all the cards out in the lobby are tonight, then what you're going to do is as you're following up with the child, now you understand this is if they let you in the home. Everybody understands that, right? They let you in the home, you're working down through this process, you're finding out all these things, and then when you come to the end, you can fill this card out appropriately. Child understands his decision and has assurance. Child does not appear to understand or remember his decision. Child gained assurance during this visit or made another profession, okay? In other words, I can't tell you what's going to happen. Every individual visit's going to determine this, okay? Other children in the home, for instance, we may have a child who came to vacation Bible school. They came by themselves. But you walk into the home, and there's little Comanche Indians running everywhere. I mean, they're everywhere. I mean, good night. I mean, they're running out of the kitchen. They're running out of the bathroom. They're coming upstairs, going downstairs, everything. Well, make sure you try to get that information because some of those kids could be old enough to ride the bus, you see. And they may not have come to Bible school, but it would be good to know that there's other children in the home. And we might could send a Sunday school teacher by there, a bus captain back by there. That's what that is right there, okay? Then over here on the right side, this is for the adults. Now, you may go into a home and you may deal with the mother. You may deal with the father. You may deal with both, okay? But what you're going to do is you're going to find out if they let. Now, you understand all this is if they let you in the home, okay? You're going to find out their name. Then you're going to let us know how it went with them. The mother, is she already saved? Did she receive Christ during this visit? Is she not saved but she's interested, or is she not saved and she's not interested? Same thing with the dad, same thing with the guardian. Now, what do you think is the purpose of these cards? Why do you think we have you go into this much detail? Let me tell you why we do that. So when you turn the cards back in, we can decide that one's been exhausted. We need to send soul winners back here to visit with Mama. We need to send a bus captain here. There's more children in that home. We need to do this here because the guardian's lost, but they're interested. This one is antagonistic. They're not interested. They're not saved, but we want to make sure their children keep coming, you see. Are you following me where I'm going with this? Now, this don't let it confuse you. Don't let that scare you, okay? Because all of that will come out in your visit. Does the child have assurance? If yes, mark it. If no, mark it. Did you talk to the mother? Then how'd that visit go? Then you summarize it. They're interested. They're not interested. The kids are. Whatever the case. And then notes down here. You can do. And then there's a place for you to sign it and date it, so we know if we have questions, we come back to you. Okay. Now, here's what I want to do. Again, I draw your attention to this thought. I say again, I think I brought this out. I believe I did. If I didn't, then it's the first time I've said it. What does God want you to do? Now, outside in the lobby, I'm going to come down here with you just a minute and just kind of, because I really want this to be informal, be honest with you. Outside in the lobby, I'm talking about right now, out in the lobby, there are 82, I think, of these cards. Are all 82 out there, Stephanie? Yes. Yes, if we had addresses for them, in other words, all the ones who made a decision and we had an address, that card is out there right now. Here's what I'm saying. This card right here is from bus 12. That's you, right? The Colliers. This is from bus 12. I'm not going to call the name, you know, because this is being broadcast live and all that, but the name is right here. Here's the whole message. We are doing this kid an injustice if we do not follow up on him or her. We're doing them an injustice because they need to be grounded. You understand what I'm saying? But then I look beyond this name and I see names, plural. I see potentially a mom, a dad, a grandma, a granddad, a brother, a sister. I don't know. I don't know this family. But I know this child doesn't live alone. They're in the third grade. They're living with somebody. And if they needed to be saved, it's possible that who they're living with needs to be saved. Do you know one of the hardest things to do on a visit? Get inside. Amen or not if you're visiting. I'm telling you. But when you have a child and a card in your hand, and you carry it to the door, and you say, hey, I'm Jody, I'm Pastor Buffalo Ridge Baptist Church, we had vacation Bible school last week, and I'm looking for such and such, and so on, and we'd like to come in and share with you something that I believe that you'd be very interested in. You mind if we come in just for a few minutes? Thank you. God bless you. If they let you in, folks, that's exciting if they let you in. Because once you get in, now you're using the child to reach the parent. And you do it by saying, we want to be upfront and honest with our folks. If you send your child to our church, we want you to know what they heard and what they will hear if they continue to come. This is the main message. And you give them the gospel. I am so excited about what this, I mean, what can happen through this. It's honestly, it's about to eat me alive. Because I know the potential. Do you see it? Do you see it? I hope you do. If you do and you have at least one other person with you, do not want you to go into a home by yourself. You feel free to take those cards back there that you believe you can get to immediately. There's a sign-out sheet for you to put your name and the names that are on the card so we know who has that card, okay? And all these kind of things. But I want to do this quickly. I'm just about done. I want you to bow your head with me just a minute. Close your eyes. I want to ask this question. Have you all say, Jody, I am trained. I am comfortable giving the gospel. And I am willing to help follow up on these children. Now understand my question again. You are willing to go and you are willing to lead. What I mean by lead is you're willing to do the talking. You understand what I'm saying? Have you say, Jody, that's me. I'm willing to go and I'm willing to do the talking. Man with a man, lady with a lady, whatever the case may be. Would you raise your hand in the air with mine? You say, I'm willing to go and I'm willing to do the talking. Wonderful. Thank you. You can put your hands down. If you're seated here tonight and you say, Jody, I'm willing to go, but I'm going to be honest. I'm not comfortable doing the talking yet. I'm willing to simply go with somebody, be their partner, learn from them, and pray as they're, I'm talking about silently, as they're dealing with parents and all these kind of things. I'm willing to go, but I want somebody to be the leader, not me. I would want somebody else to lead. If that's you, but you're willing to go, would you raise your hand in the air with mine? You're willing to go. Now, if you got your hand raised, I want you to lower it just a minute. Matter of fact, I want all of you to look at me, all of you. We have more trainers than trainees. That's exciting. In other words, we have more willing to talk than those willing to go. What that means is that we've got enough for those who want to go to be partnered with somebody to take them. Follow me what I'm saying? So here's what I want to do. When we dismiss, I want everybody who said I'm willing to go and I'm willing to train. In other words, you're willing to talk. And I want everybody who says I'm willing to go and I'm willing to go with somebody. Here's what I want to do. Daniel, I need you to do me a favor if you don't mind. I need to find two pieces of paper, all right? Put on the top of one, talker. The other one, just leave it blank, all right? No, on the top of it, just put co-worker, whatever, co-labor, whatever. Just identify it somehow. I need you to do that now if you don't mind to do that. And here's what I want you to do, because I don't want anybody feeling pressure to stay. I mean, you understand what I'm saying? I don't want you feeling pressure. But out in the lobby, he's going to put those sign-up sheets. And if you're willing to take somebody with you, I want you to put your name on the talker list. And as I look through it, I'm going to say, yeah, sure, yeah, I knew that. I'm kidding. If you're willing to go but not do the talking, I want you to put your name on the other one, and we'll sit down and partner you up and then get you together and going. Okay? Fair enough? You got it? By the way, I want you to look here just a minute. I don't want to ever make you feel uncomfortable for not doing something that we're doing. But can I help you with something? If you're uncomfortable and you know you could go but you're not going, that's not me, that's the Holy Spirit. That's God. Because the more that get involved, the more homes we get in. And the more homes we get in, the more potential we have of leading somebody to Christ. And I say this and I'm closing. Again, these cards are available. If the talkers want to go get some cards, great. If you're going to take somebody with you, if you want to take the cards, go ahead, but wait on us to contact you to get you partnered up with somebody. Sign your names to those sheets so we know who you are. The cards you take, sign them out so we know that you've got them. But I want to say this. If you cannot get out, and the Lord knows that you can't get out, please pray and ask the Lord to bless those who are going. And as we do our part, if one person trusts the Lord, makes no difference if you are in that home or not, you will be rewarded for it. That's the way the work of God works, folks. Amen. Hope you see my heart in this. I believe you're responding well, and I appreciate it. God bless you. I want to pray together and ask the Lord to bless our efforts. And I hope you understand what you're doing. If you're taking cards, sign them out, put your name and also the names of those on the card. And then if you're willing to go and talk, sign your name to that other sheet. You're willing to go but not talk, sign your name to the other sheet. And then we'll proceed that way. All right? Let's pray together. Father, we love you. I pray that you'll help us now as a church family. Help us, Lord, to see the importance of what this night is about. Help us to understand that we who can get out, we ought to get out. Those who cannot get out, Lord, please help them to understand that you nor we ever expect anybody to do anything except what you want them to do. And I pray that you help us as a church family. Help us as we go into these homes to be filled with the Spirit of Christ. And may the power of Christ rest upon us. Guide our thoughts. Help doors to be opened. And I pray for moms and dads and brothers and sisters and even children who came to VBS and guardians. May we see a great number of people trusting Christ as their Savior. Lord, please, even if it's one, it's worth all of this effort just for one. Keep that before us, I pray. We love you and thank you for this night. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, folks. I love you with all my heart. And let's get busy for the glory of God, okay? Amen. If you need to see me, I'll be right up here just for a moment.